So this is the Impound Podcast. We are the bridge between urban culture, common culture. This is actually our first one. I'm Brent Trey Sands, the writer and the creator of the Impound Universe, and sharing the stage or the couch as it is, you know, from Oakland, California, Bay Area's very own, Guap.
What's up, baby?
What's up? How you feeling?
Man, you know, out of all the things I thought I'd be doing in L.A. for real, sharing a black couch in front of cameras with the homie was not on my
wasn't on the agenda.
My bucket list.
Yeah.
You know, black couches is kind of stained in my mind for a little bit different purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Room full of lights.
What's the story on that?
Porn.
Well, that makes sense. You ain't even got to explain no further. I know exactly what you, where you was going with that. I don't think that's what, I definitely wasn't expecting that to be the answer, but I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up what you're putting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but to kick it off, hold on.
Yeah, what's going on?
Brought you a gift.
Okay.
This is out of my collection. This was actually a gift to me, but I had a couple of them, and I decided to bring this one to you. It's a variant cover of Amazing Spider-Man Volume.
That's hard. Appreciate you, brother. Dang.
It sounds...
I wasn't expected. For real? Mm-hmm. That's fire, bro. You know what's crazy is a bucket list of mine, I actually want to write a Spider-Man book. Mm. More Miles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to get hired by
Marvel.
Yeah, more Miles. I don't want to get hired by Marvel or anything, like, in long term, but I would like to have a project. Or, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Let me write 3 books in this series. Let me just... collaborate with him. So that's dope, bro. I appreciate you.
Well, we putting that energy out.
Putting that energy out there.
Holla at my man.
Please.
Tap in, Marvel. Tap in with both of us. Shit.
Gotta lock in. You know, I was too, honestly, bro, sitting here. I couldn't wait to kind of tell you that the Kings beat the Warriors. I couldn't wait to tell you that the Kings beat the Warriors, bro. And, you know, my dogs, they had a great season. I don't know if too many people expected us to even go that far, but, it is what it is.
First of all, I don't even like sports. I was at the crib watching the game, screaming. Steph Curry is an anime character. He's really Spider-Man.
Steph Curry, bro, if he wins this ring, he's now in a whole different conversation. 5 rings. I wouldn't go as far as to just say he's better than Bron, but I think this definitely gives him that edge to be better.
I think the proof is in the pudding. Man, we gonna see. It's finna be a whole California Civil War.
Yeah.
It's been... Warriors versus Lakers. It's finna be Civil War in this damn state.
I feel like I almost lost a few friends with the Kings playing the Warriors. Because we ain't never played each other. We ain't been good in a long
time.
That's
what I'm saying. Y'all wasn't really saucy, so it's kind of
what you mean?
Different. Y'all wasn't saucy, man. You know why y'all needed this win.
Yeah, we needed that win, bro.
You know
that.
Oh, no.
I'm not gonna lie, though. Like, sack and all that, it was late. I could see it from here. Like, just because it was the Bay so close.
Man, I was scared. I'm like, if the Kings lose, somebody finna get
it. Was definitely a possibility. Thankfully, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm happy it didn't, because goddamn.
Yeah, I'm going to put this right here.
Yeah, no problem.
And then
give more gifts to my people.
And I got one for you, too, because I got the Bay and the Impound one. So I got it. It's on the other couch right now, but it's over there for you. So
yeah, come on.
That's dope. The other thing I was going to say, too, I was just on you. You know, I think my first time ever, like, seeing you, not in person, just, like, on the internet or coming across my page was when it was your birthday, when you was in the tub with the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Was that kind of, after that started going up, is that when you decided that you wanted to take entrepreneur and music and artistry more serious, or was that just a breakthrough and you were already trying to climb that ladder?
Yeah, I was already, like, trying to be hands-on.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you could say I was climbing the ladder yet, but that's definitely where my intent more so was than, like, going viral.
Yeah.
That just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And I tried to build off the momentum, but I was doing it wrong for a while.
Yeah.
It was just not authentic. I really only go viral when I'm my most 100% self.
Yeah.
When I'm the true me in front of the camera, people relate the most.
100%.
But I had to learn that the hard way, though. I spent a little time trying to do skits and influencer shit, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because my personality's so powerful.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it wasn't you. Mm-mm. Yeah. And I can contest to that. You know what I mean? Because that's the same with me starting the comics. I didn't even know. You know, I was club promoting. I was in the music industry. Still am. You know what I mean? But that was the only thing that people knew me as. Yeah. Nobody knew the comic side of me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when I first announced Impound, I really didn't know how people was going to react, but it was dope. You know, everybody appreciated it. And then that's when I really just, you know, this is me. You know, I'm in the club and I'm at Comic-Con. And, you know, that's when I started really being myself and climbing the ladder, if you will, yeah, in this space.
Yeah.
You know, so no, that's dope. That's dope.
It's tight. It's tight that you even could do that, man. It's crazy to see a motherfucker do what we dream about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was when it comes to comic books, because it's such a niche, like, I like this, this is some personal shit,
yeah,
I fuck with type thing for most people who consume comic books and, like, comic-related media and shit.
Yeah.
That it's just, it bring a lot of happiness to my heart to see a black man doing it.
I appreciate you, bro. You know, and shit, I appreciate you supporting. You actually been supporting the journey before people even knew about it.
Yeah.
Because you was in the studio next door to us, and I was bringing you stuff, showing you mm-hmm. stuff, because I knew you appreciated it, though, you know? And that's why it's also tight to start this, you the first one on. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense.
Man, and it's cool to see, too. You know what's tight that I really like to see, too? The journey of the art, designing your world,
yeah,
from starting. You could tell it was just like, man, these are my ideas.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody like a regular entry-level graphic designer.
Exactly.
Just mocked your shit up. And then now, man, the shit is just getting so detailed. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Better. Like, I see the progression, and it's tight to see it grow, because it's almost like people watch me
yeah.
grow as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool to see that in a different medium.
Yeah, I think it's really just the same journey of, like, you know, you might have made a song 5 years ago and you listen to it and be like, I could have did this way better.
I just did that on the album. Yeah. I swear to God, that's what I'm doing. I'm finna put a song on there like 6-7 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
I just rapped on it better, but like the singing and the shit was yeah. so good.
The idea was there.
Man, it,
but
I'm so happy.
You developed your artistry on your own and your own journey, and now you're like, all right, I can make this way better. That's the same with these books. Like, I'm seeing things I wasn't seeing before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to look for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we made a lot of it up, but yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, it got to look like it's progressive. That's the only way it stayed that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People want to grow
yeah.
with something too. You know, they want to follow the journey. They want to be there when, like, you get your big ink nigga to come. You know? Like, whoever going to be, like, the stand alone, like Frank Miller pop out, do something,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And he had certain relationships with certain publications at first, just them. Like, whenever you get your that person, it's going to be crazy.
Right, right.
It's going to be crazy, because your shit already going up so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And y'all got brick and mortars?
You got brick and mortars, bro.
Man, that was
we the only indie with a store wrapped around just us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, in the world, as far as I know, we the only ones. You know, a lot of people was scared for us going into that journey, but it worked out. It made sense. You know, just it being a Sacramento-based company and it's in the heart of Sacramento, people just were supporting off the strength of that. But now it's like turned into a comic book landmark almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people in town, I got to pull up to the Impound stores. I'm not going to see that anywhere else, you know? But sure, let me ask you this. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Dragon Ball Z or Naruto?
Dragon Ball Z.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I got love for Naruto, though, but DBZ.
I love Naruto with all my heart.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with Boruto.
I've never watched it, but I ain't heard nothing but bad things about it, so it made me not even want to try.
Man, I actually heard that recently it kind of caught up, and it's good now.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna start that shit from the... No.
Nah.
Deal with all that shit.
The way I found out that people didn't like it that much was I was selling Boruto and Naruto Funko Pops in one of my shops, and the Boruto ones would not sell for nothing. Like, they just, a Naruto one, it would be gone that day.
I couldn't even see the type of person in my mind who would buy a Boruto Funko Pop.
Hey, man.
I don't even know the man person looks. Where are you?
Where are you? What kind of human being is that?
Why do we need the bully? We got to bring back bullying for them.
For them specifically.
Right.
Who your favorite character overall in any?
My favorite fiction. Character overall in any fiction? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I really like the unmotivated, powerful geniuses in every show.
Okay.
Every show got like a nigga that's just... If he wanted to, he could be them, but or like the emotionally unhinged ones as well.
But only in the
like
genius.
Mental dispositions fucked them up.
Yeah,
I like
Psyduck.
For real, you know, I told my photographer he was Psyduck, and he was so offended. I'm like, bro, for one, Psyduck got bitches. Off top,
he's arguably one of the most powerful. He just don't know how to
that
work
psychic
it.
Black.
He don't know how to work it. He just don't know how to work it.
No, that's what I told. Man, put some respect on Psyduck, bro. He just be a little irritated. You
know? I can see though why somebody might be offended.
Yeah, no, because if you don't really know the Psyduck lore and you don't know that he could be Golduck.
Yeah.
Vicious creature.
Yeah.
Right? You just think like, man, he might be a weenie. You might think Psyduck is a bitch ass nigga, but he not.
He's solid, yeah. He goes
Psyduck is a real one.
And yeah,
he ride for you.
Yeah, he will. On everybody.
Right.
Yeah, he's loyal.
He's stressed 100%. Out about your boys. Yeah. Like he can't take it. He can't take it. But Psyduck is accountability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He might destroy some stuff on the way, but you're gonna be straight with him though. He got your back.
Let me give you some examples of favorite characters I like. Spike Spiegel. From Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
I've
never seen Cowboy Bebop.
You got to.
But I tried.
You got to. You seen Naruto?
Only season one.
Shikamaru. With the shadows.
Yeah.
The super genius. Lazy nigga. I always loved him.
Yeah.
I liked another character from Naruto named Kimimaro.
Yeah.
He was hella strong. Niggas wanted his body. He could have been a chosen one, but he was sick.
Yeah.
And fucked up in the head. I like all the fucked up in the head. Guts from Berserk is tight.
Yeah.
I like Shishomaru from Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Because he was big, bruh. And he was like a dog, literally. But at the same time, he didn't really care like that.
Yeah.
No, he just was doing this shit.
Doing
I like all the people like that.
That's cool.
I like all the people.
All the people that could be... making the group dysfunctional, but somehow they're bringing it together the right way.
Exactly. Like, I used to like Spider-Man a lot like that just because he was always so broke and depressed.
Yeah.
But they just kept him like that. Hey, Marvel, man, show my man Spider-Man some love. And Peter, it's cool. I love Miles. He's my favorite. But show Peter some love, man. Give him, like, some shit to do.
Always.
Happy.
It's crazy that they were really able to put... They just made the same character a different way, and they're both like neck and neck on popularity.
Mm-hmm.
There's always mantles. I guess Green Lantern did that. I'll say Hal and John Stewart is pretty much like that, but normally one is
guy Gardner, the outlier.
Yeah,
but even the girl, the girl from Earth Now, she.
Talking about Gwen Stacy?
No, Green Lantern.
Oh, talking about Green Lantern. So.
Yeah. It's a girl from Earth. I think she mixed, like, black and something, or Spanish or some shit like that.
I'm not sure on that.
But she hella military. I was like the John Stewart.
Yeah. That's tight, though.
Yeah, I mean, but you could do it.
You could do it. I'm going to have an impound mental at some point. I already was kind of thinking of it. Or like a what-if kind of series.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I think I still just want to tell more of the story still.
Yeah.
Because we're still only so far into it before I start, like, branching off. But your favorite artist in hip-hop all time?
I hate saying his name now, but Kanye West.
You hate saying it now?
Because I'm just
all the stuff, y'all.
Jarred on everything that he did.
Yeah.
It was real. Like, even like with the anti-Semitic
yeah.
comments, I don't agree in any way, yeah. but I don't care like that for real.
Yeah.
Just the fact that he was doing it.
Yeah.
Like that he got that out of his mind.
Yeah, out of his, like, just his, what he needed to be really focused on doing.
He always been wild, but it just felt way too far.
Yeah.
And that nigga hurt me, bro. He hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But I still
can't take away from his artistry.
He's the greatest
yeah.
living artist currently.
For sure. All time, living or dead. Mm-hmm. You know, hands down. It's not even a debate.
Mm-hmm. People gonna talk about him.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then Pac or Biggie?
Pac.
Pac, yeah.
I'm from Oakland.
Yeah. I already knew that was coming. I just thought I'd ask me, but so you wanna
I wasn't even gonna think about it.
You wasn't gonna think about it.
Nope.
You wanna tell the story on kind of how we met, or should I tell it?
Go ahead.
Look, this ain't the story. This isn't on how we met. We met, but we didn't really know each other like that. Like we were in two studios side by side. We see each other in passing. But I get a package at my apartment. I'm living in North Hollywood, and on the package it says to Guap Dad, and I'm just looking at it. I put it on the counter and I backed it up and I'm staring at it and I'm just like, why would there be a package to Guap Dad? He don't know where I live, you know. We ain't saying nothing other than what's up. And then I asked Marmar, you know, he was living at the time. I was like, maybe you were sending it to him. I don't know. No results. I finally see Guap outside the studio, or he was going in, and I finally just ask him. Before that, I opened it up. It's a package full of socks. So now I'm extra confused. I'm thinking he's running a scam out of my house with socks. I don't know. And then so I see him and I'm like, hey, bro, you know, a package came to my house for you. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, bro, like exactly how it sounds. There's a package that says to Guap Dad. And he's like, I don't know why that would happen. And then he just goes, hey, bro, where do you live? I'm already thinking, he gotta already know. The package coming.
He gotta already bro. Know.
And I'm like, I live at Canyon Village. And he's like, you in unit 320? I'm like, yeah. He goes, bro, I just moved out of that apartment like a few months ago. And that, I was dying, bro. I could not believe how that was the result, the easiest result. Millions of people in LA, not only do we live in the same complex, we live in the exact same unit.
Yeah, it was.
That was mind-blowing.
Nah, that was crazy to me still, to this day. Y'all should have seen the concern in this man's voice when he was trying to figure out if me, a well-known scammer and participant
yeah.
in identity theft,
yeah.
got a hold of his address somehow.
And the socks didn't make it easy. You're like, if I would have opened
it. The fact that it was just hell.
Just socks. I'm now, like, what is this? What does this mean?
Man, that's when my career was really taking off the ground digitally.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, my personality powerful, man.
Yeah.
I sell product. Motherfucker sending me product.
Yeah. No, it made sense once we got the explanation, yeah. but I just couldn't figure it out. And then I was like, bro, what's your real name? Tell me his name. I'm like, oh, bro, I get mail from you all the time. I thought I could just start bringing it up to the studio.
Yep. Yep.
We've been cool ever since.
Yep. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I needed them socks at that time.
Right, everything I brought them socks to.
Hey, I needed them socks. I remember telling him, like, damn, I low-key needed them.
Because the lady, when she was giving me the tour, she was like, oh, you're in the music industry. The person that was just here was in the music industry, too. But I'm just like, all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whole time, it's me.
All of a sudden, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That's funny.
That's funny, bro. That's a classic.
Man. Hoo-wee. What room was you in? In the apartment.
I think it was 320. I think that was the
unit. No, it was the unit, but I'm saying, what room did you stay in that apartment?
I was in a master. Yeah.
Okay. Be happy one in the other.
Because we're going back to the black house situation.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, what? At least, I don't know if the black couch is a number.
That was Marmar's room.
Ooh, we.
Marmar plaque right here, too. Shout out to Marmar.
Shout out to Marmar. I hate that you had to get that one.
Well, I had to get that one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Marmar wrong.
I hate that you had to get that one, my nigga.
And you know, it's tight, too, is like the aesthetic of like this first set. We're going to add on to the set as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got the Impound Podcast. But Marmar's plaque, you know, that was how I got enough money to be able to start Impound Comics in the first place.
Beautiful.
So this record is how this became a thing in the first place. You know what I mean? So that's why it had to be in the shot. You know what I mean? That record did a lot for all of us. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's clean.
But yeah, again, man.
You gotta make another separate plaque about that and put it at the impound.
And make it like artistic looking.
You know what I'm saying?
And everything. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be hard as fuck.
I got my, so this is the studio's plaque. I got mine at the impound store. Mm-hmm. So it is at the impound store.
Okay.
And for the same reason, but yeah, I gotta design one. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be clean. Yeah. The impound one. Like, you know how white people make the little founding fathers plaque thing right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it'll be the equivalent of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, when you gonna do a variant cover for Impound, man? I know we talked about it.
Yeah, no, I really want to do. Hey, I'm finna finish my album damn near tonight.
Okay. I appreciate you squeezing me in when you're still finishing the album. Now,
people
don't realize how much love that is when you're not fully done with the album and you still make time for somebody. That really means a lot. Man. People don't appreciate that working with other people in the music industry, but that, I'm like, oh, you're not even done and you here? My dog.
Man, I didn't even want to do the show the other day. I just like, and that was a 20 watt. Like,
yeah.
Imagine my mind.
Where's the
at,
show at?
Humble.
Humble? Oh, yeah.
It was great.
That's big time, right? So, yeah.
It was super vibe, and I really connected. Talked comic books with some kids up there. I talked being Black and Filipino with like the only three Filipinos on campus.
Right.
Black and Filipino. It kind of looked like me, too.
That's crazy.
It was weird. But
it's crazy too that you said that too, because you know my first characters were black, but then my next character was Filipino,
mm-hmm.
which was Seraph. You know what I mean? So that's why
I love Seraph too.
Yeah, that's he a fan favorite. My new character Blasted though kind of took over.
Yeah, no, because he hella clean.
Yeah, he took
and
over.
I like the whole tattoo kinesis thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
clean. It's fire. It remind me of one of the niggas. There was like a clean ass villain like that from an Elektra movie.
So yeah, I was gonna say there's Tattoo Man, I'm almost sure that's who's on Elektra,
probably.
Cause there's Tattoo Man and there's just Tats, but I'm pretty sure Tattoo Man's on Elektra. And then yeah, nah, you know what's crazy is, I don't remember that movie. I just remember I didn't like that.
Nobody really liked it that. He was one of the cleanest niggas.
He was the only reason to like
the shit off his arm.
Yeah.
And they never even built him out. He was just like a henchman.
And that's the crazy part is there's characters with that power, but nobody has focused on those kind of characters, and I don't understand why. Maybe because that's more of a modern thing that people like it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because tattoos became such a big cultural impact where, you know.
We're not taboo no more.
Yeah, when we was kids, people might have one or two tats.
Yeah.
Sleeves wasn't a thing unless you was like gangbanging or like super hardcore rock and roll.
Yeah.
But now it's I think the appreciation of tattoo is just higher than ever before.
Man, it's just a part of the kind of norm now. I remember you couldn't have a certain jobs with certain tattoos.
Yeah, you couldn't get a job with tattoos.
You know, I knew that shit was on the way out though. That's why I started getting tattoos. My mama and principals and niggas like that used to tell me that shit. I used to be like, no, y'all.
Yeah, my dad. I got tattoos only on my arms. My dad would always be like, when you old and wrinkly, your tattoos ain't gonna look good. I'm like, if I'm old and wrinkly, I don't look good.
Yeah.
I'm old and wrinkly. The tattoos ain't gonna help or stop me from anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna be old and smooth.
Yeah. The tattoo.
I'm gonna look better than my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they had me, so I could be a combination of their best trick. I'll be better than y'all.
Yeah. That's what they should want.
Yeah.
That's what they should want. But yeah, man, you know, I appreciate you, bro. That was all pretty much I had.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. What's up with the variant cover, man?
Yeah. We got distracted like a motherfucker.
You got distracted.
So, I mean, I only brought up my album to say I really want to involve black mediums and shine light on black brands in a rollout of this.
Yeah.
Because my album's called Handsome, and I'm kind of trying to deliver a manual to the new era of rap, hip hop, and music for real, and like lay out what it means to be player.
Yeah.
What it means to be handsome, and why black people in particular have certain practices and certain mindsets that some may be toxic, some are not. But like both sides of that spectrum on just living handsome.
Yeah.
Living Pete.
Yeah.
And it's a lot about black art and black expression, because a lot of the things that we do rooted in trauma and this country, and it gives shit springs forth beautiful. There's beauty in trauma, as much as I hate it.
Yeah,
man, there's beauty in trauma, you know. So I want to highlight that.
Yeah,
black brands, black artists, black liquor, black painters, black comic books. I want all this to be a part of the rollout for Hanson.
That's dope.
So I think we should definitely do a variant.
Yeah. Hey, I'm like, on my end, it's just when you're ready, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You know, we can implement that right away. It's not even no constraints, no pressure, you know. Whenever you get it, let's get it.
Let's do
it's
it.
That simple.
Let's do it.
It's that simple. I appreciate you.
Come on.
Yeah, bro, I appreciate you.
I need an impound character. Give me somebody in the universe.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to do that
too. Introduce me a couple seasons in, issues in.
It could be either, you could either come into the book as yourself, as who you are, or we can make you somebody more.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
No, I want a power.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I want an easy power that seemed goofy, will power scale that shit
really
so
long.
Crazy.
You can whip the durag.
What if my durag was like Spawn?
Yeah, that's how I was thinking.
Come on. No, I'm telling you, my shit got a power scale so OP.
Yeah.
But it'll be the goofiest power, like a One Piece power. So
it'd be dope, though.
You don't need
like One Punch Man?
Nah.
I mean, it's
One Punch Man is goofy, but it's satirical because he's too powerful. Yeah. I want to have something that people don't...
You just see it and it's goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, we can do that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this was the first of the Impound podcast. I am Brent Trey Sands, a writer and the creator of the Impound Universe. Guap Dad, appreciate you. Make sure you check him out.
Come on, baby.
On all platforms.
Yeah.
And make sure you subscribe to this channel. More to come soon.
Impound Comics, baby.
Big Impound.
My boy.
Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.